A deal may be near to bring home an Idaho soldier held captive by the Taliban since 2009. Reporter Jessica Robinson of the Northwest News Network's been covering the story of Bo Bergdahl. She talked with KUOW's Bill Radke.
Bo Bergdahl was an Army private who went over to Afghanistan. And in 2009, he was captured by the Taliban. Now, the circumstances of his capture are a little bit unclear. There have been some reports that he may have walked off his base. But what we do know is that by the beginning of July in 2009, he was in Taliban captivity, and he's been there ever since.
The only American POW in Afghanistan?
Exactly. He's the only U.S. soldier who is in captivity from the Afghan conflict.
And what are you hearing about a possible deal to bring him home?
This deal has been talked about for years now. And originally, it was wrapped up in larger efforts to have some sort of peace negotiation worked out before we left Afghanistan. That idea has sort of been set by the wayside, and they're now looking at a deal that would just focus on Bergdahl and presumably would involve exchanging Bo Bergdahl for 5 Guantanamo Bay prisoners who are Taliban operatives.
Bergdahl has been held, as we've said, for almost 5 years. There has been talk of his release before. What's kept that from happening for so long?
Well, it is a very complicated and sticky situation. But according to the Associated Press, one of the problems that is holding that up right now is just disarray in the military, in the U.S. government, between agencies, where you have a situation in which the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. They say that there's a bunch of people from the FBI, from the CIA, the Department of Defense, the Secretary of State's office, all working on this. And the Taliban is apparently ready to negotiate something, but it's not clear who they're supposed to negotiate with. Now, I should say that Central Command, immediately after this Associated Press report went out, Central Command and the military immediately put out a statement denying that that was happening, that there was this miscommunication. They say that there's a lot of teamwork and close coordination between U.S. agencies and that they have a priority on getting Bo Bergdahl home.
The Haqqani Network, which apparently has Bo Bergdahl, that's a group that the State Department has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Do you know whether how much that's an obstacle to a prisoner exchange dealing with a terrorist group?
Well, that's kind of wrapped up in all of this, is this notion that we're going to be dealing with a terrorist group. And it will be part of whatever kind of deal happens. There's going to be political ramifications of that, not only the process of actually getting a deal worked out, but then whether people at home are going to find that kind of deal palatable.
Well, the people in Bergdahl's hometown, Haley, Idaho, have heard this song before, Jessica. They've had false hopes. It's been almost 5 years. You've been talking with people in Haley. What are they saying?
Well, the news that's come out this week, they're fairly optimistic about. Just the news that the Taliban is ready to negotiate is certainly welcome news. But at the same time, they're pretty cautious. They have been through a lot of ups and downs. And as one woman I talked to, a friend of the Bergdahl family, said, the people in Haley, Idaho have become very well versed in Middle Eastern politics. They've gone through this process of at first feeling like maybe he would be released in a matter of months, then maybe within the year, and now it's dragged on for almost 5 years. And there's been this shift in town where they've been trying to not just talk about him within the town, but also get the word out more. There's this really strong feeling in Haley that not enough people know about Bo Bergdahl, that we have this POW who has been in captivity for years and who's just turned 28 in captivity, and no one really knows about him outside of Idaho or outside of the town of Haley, Idaho.
Reporter Jessica Robinson of the Northwest News Network has been for years following the odyssey of Bo Bergdahl, 28 years old now, from Haley, Idaho. He was 23 when captured by a Taliban network. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.